Now, Governor Evers' budget plan aims to help schools change their Native American mascots. The proposal would set aside $400,000 of tribal casino revenues to help fund those changes. Schools would get this money in the form of grants. About 6% of the state's school districts use Native American images as mascots and nicknames like Chiefs, Warriors, and Redmen. Critics say they promote stereotypes that hurt Native American students. The Republican-led Joint Finance Committee has not said if the proposal would survive in the final spending plan. You can join in on this topic at 800-642-1234. Do you think those remaining school districts should change their Native American team names and mascots and logos? Do you feel like you've been harmed by what they promote? Do you feel that you have one in your community that maybe honors Native Americans in some ways? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Trisha Zunker is president of the Wausau School Board and a member of Wisconsin's Ho-Chunk Nation. She was a former Democratic candidate for Congress. Trisha, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, Rob.
We've seen efforts in the past, Trisha, to just flat out ban the use of these logos, and those ended up getting overturned later. What do you think of this idea of incentivizing school districts to help them pay for the cost of changing these logos and mascots?
Well, that happens to be one of the arguments that they tend to raise is the cost. So that eliminates that argument. And Wisconsin is home to 11 federally recognized tribes, each with their own customs, traditions, governments, languages, and sovereignty. Continued use of race-based mascots, symbols, nicknames, and imagery in our public schools perpetuates stereotypes of Native Americans. And it is never good educational policy to stereotype against an entire race of people. So I commend Governor Evers for his focus on strengthening educational policy in our public schools with this proposed amount.
Do you see kind of the tide turning on this issue with a very high profile, what's now known as the Washington football team in the NFL, finally changing their team name after many years of criticism? Do you think that that is leading to renewed attention even at the local school level?
Well, I think it certainly helps further the discussion. I mean, to be frank, the Washington football team didn't make the change because of social justice, though. They made the change because of the billions of dollars of ad and advertisers that were going to pull out from advertising and investing. So that's what they were listening to, not the 50 years of tribal leaders, activists, and allies. However, I am glad that they did change the name. Because this is something that doesn't just hurt Native Americans. The credible peer-reviewed research demonstrates that their continued use undermines the educational experience of all students. It exacerbates cross-community conflict and creates a hostile learning environment for Native students that can have lifelong detrimental effects.
Yeah, the American Psychology Association says school districts should remove these mascots. They point towards psychological harm for Native American students because of stereotyping. Can you talk about how that can affect, as you mentioned, not just Native American students, but others as well?
Well, it just creates this idea of what a Native American looks like, how we dress, and it just perpetuates false notions. It just creates a misunderstanding of who we are in the community, and they're just very damaging. And yes, the APA has that resolution from 2005 when they called for immediate retirement. There's also documented research that was published just last year, even more robust, furthering those findings on how damaging it is because of the various forms of injustice that Native American students face in schools, including racial slurs, the stereotyping, micro-assaults, and even culturally insensitive school policies and practices. So we really need to get to part of the root of the problem, and that is when you create this cartoonish image, you create a false sense of what a Native American is that contributes detrimentally to the Native American experience in schools, but again, to everybody. It's not a welcoming environment.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Cindy is with us in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. Well, first of all, I'd like to acknowledge that I live on the land. I actually reside on the land that was stolen from the Menominee Nation. So I stand with you, Trisha. I think all of these names should be changed because we as a white race do not honor and respect the indigenous people. I mean, that was just proven with this wolf hunt where the indigenous people weren't even notified of this. So I think they all need to be changed, and we, the white race, need to start learning to respect and honor our indigenous native peoples.
Cindy, thanks for the call. Tricia?
Well, I really want to thank Cindy for calling in and her comments, too. And that is an argument that is often raised, too. There are districts that say, oh, we do this as a form of honoring Native Americans. But it's not true. If school districts truly want to honor Native Americans, then they should ensure the requirements of Act 31 are fully and accurately met in their districts. Act 31, of course, is the law that was enacted after all of the spearfishing controversies of the late 80s. And it was just widely known that people didn't understand, the general population didn't understand treaty rights and usufructuary rights and why the Ojibwe population, Ojibwe people, had these specific rights in northern Wisconsin. And it was creating such controversy. I was growing up here in Wausau at the time, and I had bad experiences at school even as a result of that, from what other students were hearing in their households and then coming back and saying to me and my brother. Well, anyway, Act 31 was enacted to ensure that in our public schools, students in the elementary levels learn about all 11 tribes twice in the elementary years and once in the secondary years. But it is well known, even DPI acknowledges and Wisconsin Association of School Boards, that Act 31 is not being complied with. So that is a first step to truly honoring Native Americans, is making sure that public school districts fully and accurately comply with Act 31.
Thanks for the call, Cindy. We're looking at efforts to change Native American school mascots here in Wisconsin. Tricia Zunker is with us, president of the Wausau School Board and member of Wisconsin's Ho-Chunk Nation. Governor Evers' budget proposal includes funding to help schools who do make that decision, the schools that still have Native American mascots. The budget proposal, anyway, would provide funding to help them with the cost of that name change. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Is the school in your community one of the schools we're talking about here with a Native American themed or related mascot or team nickname or logo? Have there been discussions about that in your community? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And what do you think about the idea of, a carrot incentive, providing funding to make these changes instead of attempted bans as we've seen in the past? 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now with Tricia Zunker, president of the Wausau School Board and a member of Wisconsin's Ho-Chunk Nation, about renewed attention on schools whose mascots and names reference Native Americans. Governor Evers, in his budget proposal, aims to fund schools who still have those nicknames in their efforts to change those and cover some of the costs of changing logos and things like that. You could join in with your thoughts on that idea at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you want to see schools, the remaining schools with Native American themed mascots, names, and logos, change them? What do you think of the idea of the state picking up some of the tab for doing that? Has this been an issue in your own community, in your own school district? And what questions do you have? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Again, Tricia, this new effort, this proposal from Governor Evers, incentivizes changing names. Would you be supportive of another attempt to just flat out have the state ban the use of these names at schools?
Well, I think it's time to make the change. And even before these national teams were making changes between the Washington team and Cleveland, we saw the changes were starting here in Wisconsin last year when Wausau School Board submitted the resolution urging retirement of this practice. One of the things that we did is I went around the state and I asked other school boards to join in. I thought, you know, we thought that it would have a greater impact, a bigger voice to have more districts on board. And so before we started that work, there were 31 districts in Wisconsin that still retained the mascots, nicknames, images, symbols, and logos. And now today there are 27. And so there are districts that have made the change. And the result is that thousands upon thousands of students will no longer be subjected to essentially interscholastic discrimination. Because another common argument that is made is that this should be a local control issue. The problem, though, is that these mascots and nicknames and imagery, they don't stay confined within the district boundaries. Other students, other people are exposed to them unwillingly through scholastic events, athletic events, clothing throughout the state. And so it really is an interscholastic discrimination, and it does need to end.
You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts on these issues. Tricia, you mentioned the concept that people say these team names and mascots honor Native Americans. If a school genuinely wanted to honor Native Americans, in addition to the teaching you mentioned earlier, I mean, are there public ways that you think would be more appropriate than the names and the logos and the mascots?
Sure. I mean, they can absolutely reach out to tribes near them, ask for some education, perhaps some guest speakers, perhaps some policies to encourage students and staff to attend cultural events like powwows. They're always open to everybody. Those are other ways to honor and to just take it upon themselves to learn about the struggles that still exist today. One problem is, you know, on the one hand, we've got these cartoonish images that create stereotypes. And on the other end, we have essentially invisibility of Native Americans. That's a new racism against Native Americans. And so just kind of understanding that we are still here and that there are continued struggles, whether it's disproportionate rates of suicide, drug use, substance abuse, poverty, unemployment. There's a lot of struggles in the Native community, and to just be aware and to try and learn the history accurately.
Let's go back to our callers now. Teresa is with us in Lac des Flambeaux. Teresa, hi.
Hi. Anin. My name is Teresa Subra, and Okichidakwe. I'm Anishinaabeg in Menominee, and around where the wolf hunt is right now, but I am calling because she's doing a wonderful job, absolutely wonderful. But yes, the mascots need to go. It causes a lot of problems. The youth do tend to take on their stereotypes and ideologies of what us females look like, and a lot of sexualizing ends up happening. For the indigenous youth that are going to schools away from the reserves and never get to come home yet, this is what they're being shown as, and it's shameful. You don't want to go home. You don't know what to expect in when you're seeing that, and this is what's being taught. But in Red Lake, Minnesota, I had learned a lesson up there with the dogs, and it was investment. And when people invest a little bit, they become involved. And so to have the communities invest as well in the changing over, to be involved in doing the right thing and why we're doing it, and what do we think we should be doing? It's educational institutions. So what does inspire us? You know, what makes us feel strong in these times?
Teresa, thanks a lot for the call. Tricia, your thoughts on what Teresa's saying, have the community, getting community support for the change and getting people excited about a change like this?
Yeah, I think that there is a lot of community support if you're talking about the Native community, but also allies that recognize this change is overdue, that the practice is harmful, it's destructive. And I'm really glad that Teresa touched on another aspect here, which is the dehumanization that occurs with these mascots and the connection that can be made with our crisis of missing and murdered and Indigenous women. This is a crisis in this country. We have missing and murdered Indigenous women in this state. And we can go back and look at the fact that mascots dehumanize Native Americans. And what does it mean if you have a misunderstanding or see somebody as less than human, as subhuman, and the fact that there is a willingness perhaps to be more violent to somebody that you don't see as equal, as human. So I think that's really an important point to address as well, is the correlation that could be there.
Thanks for the call. We'll go to Jeff now in Milwaukee. Jeff, hi.
Hello. This is Jeff calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I just want to say thank you. I love your show. And, Tricia, thank you for all your work. I'm I'm an educator here in the city of Milwaukee. I'm also a father of two children in the Milwaukee public school system. And I am completely in favor of the proposal. Nevertheless, I haven't truly read over it. I would want to make sure that the education components are coupled with the removal of any type of mascot or image that's inappropriate. I feel that sometimes when there isn't an equal amount of money invested in the education process, it creates a great deal of cynicism in the public, and rightly so.
Jeff, I'm going to jump in because you just have a few moments left. Tricia, education, Jeff is saying, to go along with these changes in the communities that still have these mascots and logos and team names.
Well, I think that's absolutely important. And like I said, we already know that the requirements of Act 31 aren't being met generally throughout the state. You should reach out to your specific district and see how they're doing it. But this is something that's lacking just to begin with. But to couple that in the proposal, I think would be a very worthwhile and I would effort. I would definitely support that.
Thanks for the call. And Tricia, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much, Pina Gigi.
Tricia Zunker is president of the Wausau School Board, a member of Wisconsin's Ho-Chunk Nation. She talked to us about Governor Evers' budget proposal aimed at helping schools remove Native American mascots, team names, and logos.